Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane ti are na na we ti ara na bosi ara na bosi. Mane ara bosi are na 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 we na na we ti ara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has for you.
God, that song is just always ringing in my spirit. Thank you. Yes, Lord, you are God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, 6 feet over. Thank you for being able to see this morning, feel the air. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're just so grateful. We're so grateful, Lord. We're so grateful. Prayer for repentance. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, hold to those who call evil good and good evil, Isaiah 5:20. But that's exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and inverted our values. We confess that we have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it pluralism. We have worshiped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and called it an alternative lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have neglected the needy and called it self-preservation. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected discipline our children and called it building self-esteem. Some of us have abused power and called it political savvy. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambitious. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time, honored values of our forefathers and call it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Try us and see if there be some wicked way in us. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free according to your will. I ask this in the name of your Son, the living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Powerful prayer, powerful prayer. We are reading from Genesis chapter 5, from 16 to 32. We are reading the Bible all the way through, chapter by chapter and script by script. And Mahalalel lived after and begat Terah 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. I'm having a little problem saying these names, but I'm going to call them out the best way that I can. That's why you should be having your Bible and looking as well, or pull it up on your phone. And Gerard lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Gerard lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Gerard were 962 years, and he died. And then Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not for God, took him. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Wow. I was reading it right. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after and begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And the Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son, and he called his name Noah. Noah saying, the same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord had cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years. And he died. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now this is getting interesting because now we're coming up on the name Noah. But it's good to know the history. So Lamech was Noah's father. And that was the reading from Genesis 5:16 to 32. So tomorrow we will start chapter 6. So I'll pray that that reading brought some value to you. A lot of times we don't read scriptures. scripture by scripture. But God's word says, out of all things, get understanding. Thank you for all the listeners all over the world. May your heart be filled with joy and that your spirits may be fed and full. You have a very blessed and prosperous day.